Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for joining us coast to coast This Week in America. Don't be alarmed, but there's something hiding in your food. From the cereal you had at breakfast to the dressing on your salad to the ketchup on your fries, an addictive substance is lurking in many foods that you never suspect. According to our guest today, holistic health expert Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D., far more loaded than fat or cholesterol these days, sugar has become public enemy number one when it comes to the health of America. In fact, in our effort to listen to doctors' orders and government guidelines to consume less fat and cholesterol, Americans have turned to so-called healthy low-fat foods that were actually loaded with sugar. Dr. Susan will share her best tips on why we should eliminate sugar from our diet, how to do it, and surefire ways to eliminate sugar cravings. Dr. Susan, you've got my full attention. Explain yourself on today's program. Great to have you back with us.
Thank you, and what a sweet topic we have today.
It really is today, and I'm looking forward to this. Taking notes here.
And you know what? We've done shows together for decades.
Yes.
And we talk often about just reducing sugar in passing, but we've never devoted a whole show to it, so I'm excited about this one.
Well, this is important because it really is easier to say let's cut back on sugar than it is to implement that. So let's get right to the point. Why are sugary foods detrimental to our health in the first place?
Okay, so here is a sugar course 101. reactive hypoglycemia, that's the crash that always rides tandem with sleepiness, hunger, anxiety, and other symptoms that people often experience 1 to 3 hours after eating a meal. And avoiding sugary foods, especially on an empty stomach, can help stave off these dips in blood sugar. And so can eating smaller, more frequent meals during the day, eating more protein and high-fiber foods instead of simple sugars. Now, just briefly, you might want to do what I have done, and I've cut out all refined sugars. Refined sugars, you'll know what that is in a moment, completely shut down the immune system, decrease your cognitive function, increase anxiety, and contribute to weight gain, heart issues, acne, and more. And if you need some clear-cut reasons to cut out that refined sugar, know this, that all that sugar you're eating leads to obesity and metabolic syndrome, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure and cholesterol, chronic inflammation, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, and of course, we know this, dental plaque and cavities. So bottom line for this is reducing the amount of sugar in your diet can help reduce the risks associated with these conditions. And you can always replace sugary foods with healthy ones or switch to more plant-based foods, which give you all of the essential nutrients, the vitamins and minerals. And reducing that sugar will really help you lose weight.
You know, there's so many things there, and we've got the whole half hour to go through all of these. Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on the program, Dr. Susan, our website, susansmithjones.com, bookstouplift.com as well. I'll go through some of the books that you've written, some of the books that apply to the topic of today's discussion. So how much sugar does the average American consume daily? And I'm anxious to get your answer on that. I saw one time people were trying to tell us how much sugar was in a can of a soft drink.
Soda. Right.
Yeah, it was like a shovel. They were pouring sugar in there.
Yeah,
and it's like, no, the can's not big enough to get all that sugar. How much sugar do we actually consume in a day?
All right, so before I give you the exact amount, just keep in mind that consuming too much sugar will have many adverse effects on your health. And, Rick, it's one of the worst things you can do for your body. Now, the National Institute of Health, NIH, estimates that sugars alone make up about 15% of the average American adult's diet. That's about 22 teaspoons of added sugar in a day. And that amount excludes the natural sugars found in products like fruit and milk. And this is why, as you'll hear as we go on, you've got to start reading labels. You've got to be more aware of what you eat. And I'll give you all the tips to help you do this.
And all the tips are on Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. Of course, you can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to Dr. Susan's website. Okay, let's start with the very basics here. Exactly what is sugar?
All right, so the term sugar usually refers to what we know as table sugar, the type of sugar that we use in baking or add to our tea or coffee.
Yes.
Sugar comes usually from sugar cane or beet cane, and all sugars are forms of carbohydrates, and along with starch is the body's main source of energy. We rely on sugar, the blood sugar, for energy, whether it's for our brains, our bodies, our nervous system, and sugar's been part of our diet for thousands of years. But there's good forms and bad forms of sugar. The best form of sugar is the natural form found in plant-based foods like fruits, and not the refined sugar that we find today in the baking aisle of our grocery stores alongside of all the flours. Sugar is found naturally in most foods like fruits and vegetables, but you've got to know the difference. The truth is, Rick, and I don't think we've ever talked about this, but I have white sugar in my home, and the only times I use it in my kitchen that I've done for years is when I make that sugary solution for my hummingbird feeder. I don't consume any white sugar at all. But keep in mind that white sugar and products made with white sugar are very addicting, so addicting. They say like more than cocaine and other drugs. And the more you eat, the more you lose your power to choose what to eat. So our goal is to re-educate our taste buds by eliminating sugar so you won't continue to crave it.
How difficult is it to eliminate sugar, to cut the sugar from our diet? And I know you've got like 13 tips, and these are really crucial. Please go ahead and give us, even if we get a couple of these and implement it, we're going to be better shaped than we are right now. But
yeah,
give us your,
exactly,
your tips so we can cut sugar.
Yeah, let me get right through them quickly and say to you, it's not just sugar you want to cut out, but also you want to become more conscious of products with artificially added sugars, and they can be found almost everywhere. So one, exchange sodas, pasteurized juices, energy drinks, and sweetened teas for water or unsweetened seltzer. And when you lose your sugar craving and you keep your body healthier, water will actually be more appealing to you. Yes, you can put lemon in it and cucumber slices and mint and a cinnamon stick if you don't like plain water, but the drink of choice should really be water. Two, drink your coffee black or use zero-calorie natural sweeteners. And three, use fresh or frozen berries to sweeten plain yogurt instead of buying flavored, sugar-loaded yogurt.
Ah, yes.
You know, you think, oh, I'm buying yogurt, I'm being so healthy, but if it's already got fruit in it, it's got a few teaspoons of sugar in it. Next, four, consume whole fruits instead of pasteurized fruit smoothies that are always sweetened with sugar. Five, instead of candy, substitute a trail mix of some fruits like dried cranberries and blueberries, nuts, and dark chocolate chips. Now that sounds good.
Yes.
Even with salad dressing, so many salad dressings are sweetened with sugar or honey, like honey mustard. So substitute olive oil and vinegar. Seven, choose sugar-free, you got to read the labels on this, Rick, marinades, nut butters, ketchup, and marinara sauce that usually have lots of sugar, but you can find brands that don't. Next, and this will give you a tip of the numbers to look for, check your labels and find cereals, granola bars, under 4 grams of sugar per serving, which is about 1 teaspoon. 9 in the morning, when you have your oatmeal, have a little bit of nut butter and fresh berries on it instead of sugar or brown sugar, or an omelet made with fresh greens. 10, if you like your peanut butter sandwich or almond butter sandwich, instead of a sweetened jelly or sugary preserve, put on fresh banana slices. Now, I know a lot of people love the Nutella.
Oh, yes.
That is just fraught with so much sugar. Instead, use natural nut butters. I'm almost done. I have 12. Avoid alcoholic beverages that are sweetened with sugary juice and honey and sugar and agave. And 13, I always say shop the perimeter of the grocery store because that's where most of the fresh whole foods are.
Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on the program. All of this information you'll find at our website, SusanSmithJones.com. You can link on directly by going to our website, ThisWeekInAmerica.us. She's the author of more than 30 books, including Kitchen Gardening, Be the Change, The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle, Invest in Yourself with Exercise, and two more, which cover in more detail the topics she's discussing on today's show, Choose to Thrive and Wired for High-Level Wellness. Let's get back to, I know you teach culinary classes, show clients how to upgrade their diets. What other tips do you have for those of us who might want to cut out all sugar, both white sugar and artificial sweeteners? In other words, I guess I would call these the tips for success, and I believe you've got some additional tips for us.
I've got some more.
But wait, there's more.
Yes. And here are some knives that go with the blender. No. So one is, all right, you don't need to do it all cold turkey overnight. You could choose to do that. You might have a few withdrawal symptoms, but take it slowly. Make it a slow process by eliminating the most obvious sources of sugar while you retrain your palate. And two, as I mentioned, read labels. Turn your attention to other products that contain sugar, like I just said, the marinades and the nut butters and stuff like that. Read labels to help identify types of sugar you need to avoid. Now, these would include sucrose, glucose, dextrose, fructose, and lactose. And, you know, they all end in O-S-E. That means sugar. All right. So number three, avoid simple carbohydrates like white flour, white pasta, white rice. Because continuing to eat these make you continue to crave the sugary, refined foods. Four, avoid artificial sugars. See, much sweeter than sugar, these can trick your body into thinking that it's actually eating sugar and can exasperate your sugar cravings. If you had to pick between real sugar and artificial, even though I don't want you to have any, then choose the real sugar. Five, do not drink sugar that's hidden, like liquid sugar, hidden in these sweet, sugary drinks. Sodas, specialty coffee, sweetened teas, and fruit juices are perfect examples. Six, focus on whole foods with an emphasis on lots of fiber-rich plant-based foods. Seven, I know my mom and grandmother used to do this more than people seem to do it these days. Plan your meals. Have menu plans. And that this way, if you have these, you're less likely to reach for that unhealthful sugary snack when you're hungry. And eight, spice it up. Sweet-tasting herbs and spices can easily be added to food and drink to replace sugar. These might include cinnamon, nutmeg, cardamom, and one of my favorites, vanilla.
Now, let's go back to something you said, and it's very important. When we read a label, a lot of words there we don't understand. I'm sure they don't do that intentionally. Yeah, right. But words you don't understand.
You're so funny.
If you say it ends in O-S-E, that's basically Latin for this will make you fat, right?
Yes. And make you crave more of this product.
Yeah, so seriously, if it ends in O-S-E, that's like a red flag that should go off at
yes,
that point.
Yes, okay. Yes. And remember, labels are written in descending order of the amount in the product. So whatever's listed up front at the beginning,
good point.
You have
yes.
more of that than anything else. And it's amazing. If take a day first of all, go shopping when you're full. And just walk around and look at labels like pasta and marinara sauce and salad dressings and dips. It is shocking how much sugar they put in them. And remember what I said about the four. Wait, I was going to test you. Do I want to test you?
Not today, but that's fine. Go ahead, take your best shot, Doc.
You want, like in one serving, you don't want any more than 4 grams of sugar.
Okay.
Four.
And that's...
Four is the magic number.
And people would be shocked if they realized...
Per serving,
yes. I mean, people would be shocked when they went back and looked at that and like, wow, and what they're doing to themselves.
Thing. Even though it says per serving, a lot of people might eat a whole can at one sitting. And then you might have 12 grams of sugar. And also, just check the labels of ice cream. It's unbelievable.
It will scare you when you do that. We're talking about why and how to avoid sugar and lose your sweet cravings with Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D. We're going to take a quick break, come back, talk more on the topic on today's program. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back after these messages. Welcome back. This Week in America, why and how to avoid sugar and lose your sweet cravings. That's the topic with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on the program. Let's go back to something you talked about a few minutes ago. If someone is giving up sugary foods, do you go through uncomfortable physical, mental detox symptoms? Is that an issue?
Well, it can be, and that's why, remember I said, take it slowly, start slowly. Now, a sugar detox, as I describe in my book, Wired for High-Level Wellness, can cause unpleasant physical and mental symptoms, but keep in mind that when you're on the other side of it, you'll feel a million times better. And the body, when you're quitting sugar, will differ. The symptoms will differ from person to person.
Okay.
The symptoms you experience and their severity will depend on how much sugar you were consuming at the beginning. But the good news is, before I give you some of these symptoms, and maybe you don't want to be eating when I give them to you, is that the longer your body goes without sugar, the less intense your symptoms and cravings will be. And get out a pen and a notepad, because I'll give you a telephone number in a moment. But your symptoms could be everything from fatigue and weakness, extreme cravings, like you start to give up sugar and then you crave it more than ever, confusion, headaches, behavior changes. You get very moody, you can get depressed, you can get agitated, muscle aches and pains, poor sleep quality, weight loss. Now, that's not such a bad one, but you will start to lose weight as you give up sugar. Some people who eat lots of sugar that want to give it up feel flu-like symptoms and even lightheadedness. So, there are lots of good books out there. I often suggest that you go on a good detox program, and I don't sell products. I don't make my own products, but for, 15 years, I've gone to a place in North Carolina called Hallelujah Diet, and they offer lots of great supplements that I take, but they have really good detox programs, one that helps you get rid of sugar cravings. Is called Super Deluxe Detox Kit, and you can find it at myhdiet.com. That's the website, myhdiet.com. That's for Hallelujah Diet. I also recommend drinking lots of alkaline water and taking infrared saunas, because both of these help in the cleansing process and expedite the time it takes to clean your body from the toxic residue of sugar. And I got my, 20 years ago, I got my Ionizer Plus from High Tech Health in Boulder, Colorado. They also sell the infrared sauna that I have. If you go to my website, SusanSmithJones.com, look at the first two blogs I posted today. One is on alkaline water, one is on the sauna. You can find out how to get $800 off. If you want more info, their telephone number is 800 794 800-794-5355. I go to Emery at extension 813. She's the one I always go to ask my questions. They're Mountain Time, 8 to 4. But these two things obviously cost more than a detox kit, but they're just good for vibrant health. I would not be without my ionizer plus alkaline water device and my infrared sauna, where I drink water from the alkaline water daily, and unless I'm traveling, I take a sauna almost every day. And those two, along with a couple other things, are my keys to being vibrantly healthy and looking years younger than my age. And, you know, my birthday's next, end of November, I'll be 110 years old.
And don't look a day over 93. It's just, it's incredible, the preservation that you forced upon your body. I like what you said in your book, Choose to Thrive, about teaming up with friends, family to cut out sugary foods. Yeah. Talk about this and how it helps us with success, the teamwork aspect of this.
Oh, I'm glad you picked up on that, because when we're surrounded by others who eat refined sugars on a daily basis, then we're more likely to cave in at the thought of a sugar craving. So I say this, talk to your family about your new healthier eating habits, that you want to eat more plant-based foods. Encourage them to consider following the same regimen. Explain how harmful the sugars can be, that eliminating the sweet stuff altogether can enhance their health, help them lose weight, and look younger. And don't expect them to drop the habit like it's a piece of cake, no pun intended.
Yes.
Because it's going to take time for your family members to get adjusted like you are. But start by encouraging them to eat limited sugars when you're not around. And from there, they can make better decisions once they notice how well this new healthy eating lifestyle is going for you.
Got about 2 minutes left, but this is really important. You give up sugary foods, still want sweets from time to time. What are the options for natural sweets?
Okay, yeah, that's a good one. A handful of dried fruits and nuts make a perfect snack. Or fruit veggie smoothies, like fruit smoothie and you put in kale and spinach. Or how about just fresh fruit, like bananas, grapes, apples, pears, oranges. I love medjool dates, and I use them as sweeteners in my smoothies, and I cut them up on top of oatmeal. And if you want extra advice on how to beat those sugar cravings, check out The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle, Choose to Thrive, Kitchen Gardening, and Wired for High-Level Wellness.
Yes, you've got some thoughts on there. I'm cutting out sugar. The diet will help us look younger. We've talked about it in the program, but what Wired for High-Level Wellness, you really spell it out, and the results can be dramatic, aren't they?
Yeah. Now, listen, if you want to look younger, there's a dermatologist, and he's right on what he says. Dr. Frederick Brandt, author of the book 10 Minutes, 10 Years, claims that sugar contributes, and he's so right on this, Rick, to the breakdown of two skin proteins, elastin and collagen, and that simply cutting out sweets can make you look younger. He recommends cutting out all kinds of sugar, as well as wheat and other grains with gluten, yeast, most fruit, especially those that are high on the glycemic index, like especially a lot of dried fruit, even though I said make a trail mix. You don't want to eat many dried fruits. And I would say, just in conclusion, that the dietary guidelines for Americans already recommend cutting down on the sweet stuff. And if you reduce the sugar you eat, you will, Rick, you will have more energy, lose weight or stay at a healthy weight more easily. You'll see your triglycerides drop, have fewer dental cavities. You'll even look younger. And I'll end with this takeaway, that with a sugar reduction plan in place, you can quit sugar much more easily than you may think. And the first few days, just know, they will be the hardest. But by having a plan, you will experience the positive effects in no time.
Topic today, why and how to avoid sugar and lose your sweet cravings. All of this information at Dr. Susan's website, which is SusanSmithJones.com, all the stuff we talked about today. Also, the two books that we talked about specifically, Choose to Thrive, Wired for High-Level Wellness, all of that at Dr. Susan's website. Dr. Susan, it is always a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us on the program. Really important program today. I'm sure everybody is taking notes on this, and I really appreciate your time. Great to have you with us, and we'll do it again next month.
Thank you. I look forward to it.
Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, our guest. Our website, susansmithjones.com. Of course, you can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Link on directly to Dr. Susan's website. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.